With Cope Notes, you get peer support in your pocket. Daily exercises, encouragement, psychology facts, and more sent straight to your phone when you least expect it. This isn't a counseling session. This isn't a therapy app. It's the best first step towards a healthier brain, thinking healthier thoughts. With just one text a day, you can train your brain to combat negativity, worry, panic, guilt, shame, grief, insecurity, and more. All for less than $10 a month. To learn more, visit copenotes.com. That's copenotes.com. Listeners of the Resilience Podcast get 10% off when you use code RESILIENCE. Now on to today's episode. This episode is especially dedicated to Gary Mack. This is the Resilience Podcast 342. I'm Cecil Ledesma, recording live from Austin, Texas. So beautiful here. It's Sunday, May 22nd. Every time I thought I've given my all, everything that I've had, I was lying to myself. And not in the sense that I wasn't trying hard or what I did wasn't important, but in the sense that I artificially created my own finish line. I determined my stopping point, not the laws of nature, not some unearthly being. It was me. I dictated my limit. Limits begin where vision ends. See yourself as a no-limits person. To demonstrate this point, there can be no greater example. You see, for all of human history, the 4-minute mile stood as an impossible-to-break barrier, and people believed in it. They actually believed that it was humanly impossible to do it. And so it was never broken, no matter how many times people tried. Pundits, everybody said, oh, your heart will explode. There's no way that the human body can do that. But one guy. 68 years ago, Roger Bannister believed that it was possible. And even though he had no reason to believe that, he was able to train and train and train until finally on the morning of May 6, 1954, in front of roughly 1,200 people, he broke the 4-minute mile. He became the first man ever to do so, breaking through this mystical barrier and creating a seminal moment in sports history. 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds to be exact. And he did it on the limited scientific knowledge, with leather shoes in which the spikes alone probably weighed more than the tissue-thin shoes today, on tracks in which speedway riders would probably turn up their noses. He was the only person to do it because he was the only person that believed that it could be done. And here's the crazy part about that story. Something that has stood for all of human history. 6 weeks after he broke the record, another person broke it, and then another, and another, and another, until dozens, and then hundreds, and then thousands of people had broken something that has stood for all of human history as a barrier that simply could not be broken. And the only thing that changed, they believed it could be done. Why? Because it became real. People had living proof that it was possible. 4 minutes? What is that? It's an artificial stopping point, a self-created limit. It doesn't exist. Just like the reason you think you can't be a digital content writer and making a living on the internet, or writing that book that you've been talking to your friends about, or the reason you go to a job that you hate every day? Because we've settled. We've limited our potential without even realizing it. Why would we cut ourselves off there? There's so much more to achieve, so much waiting. Man, life is just too fleeting to not make the most out of it. To get in the way of your own greatness, why would anyone decide to wake up every day and not feel like it was the best gift possible and not take advantage? Why would you limit that for yourself? There will be times when you struggle. There will be tough days. There will be times of self-doubt, but let it all fall to the wayside. See past it. Your destiny lies far beyond any self-made wall. As a mental performance coach and evangelist, I'll be the very first one to tell you that whatever your age, whatever your game, you can train and learn how to stay focused. You can train and learn to deal with adversity. You can train and learn how to stay motivated during difficult times. Avoid fatal distractions. You can train and learn how to follow your ambitions with a plan and live your life on purpose because of your plan. In your life, you have to stand for something or you'll fall for just about anything. You can acquire the skills needed to create the ideal mental state that will allow you to rise to your next level and perform at your best by choice rather than chance. Achieving inner excellence is a process. Building mental muscle, like building physical muscle, requires time and effort, so be patient. And this much I will tell you, the more you work on the inside, the more it will show on the outside. People cannot read your mind, but they can read your body language. Limits begin where vision ends. See yourself as a no-limits person. This is what I want for you. From the Resilience Podcast, thank you for listening. See you real soon. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.